The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We are speaking in tongues by awakening our spirit. When you speak in tongues, you are awakening your spirit. You are quickening your spirit. You are bringing your spirit alive. You are igniting your spirit. Those of you can speak in tongues, you speak in tongues. If you cannot speak in tongues, just begin to thank the Lord in the language that you can. Begin to sing a song. Begin to declare the blood. These are foundational prayers before you enter into the presence of God. Power for today has just begun today. Power for today has just started. Ipa karaba shakata, libro koto kabaraba shakata kaba ita lebe shekete kebarakata.
Ipa koraba baya.
We thank you this morning.
Yes,
we exalt you. We uplift you. The only God that deserves to be exalted.
Yes, Lord.
The only God that deserves to be worshipped and be adored. There is no God like unto you. There is no one to be compared unto our King. There is no one to be compared to our Father. You are Elohim. You are Adonai. You are El Shaddai. You are Yahweh. You are Jehovah. You are the I am that I am.
He
who dwells in the multitude of light. You are the righteous judge. The only wise God, the loving God, the faithful God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we celebrate you for who you are. We celebrate you, O God, for giving us life to live. We celebrate you for this blessed day. We celebrate you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We celebrate you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We celebrate you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We celebrate you for the gift of life. We celebrate you for the gift of today. We celebrate you. We are grateful. We celebrate you that we are still alive. We celebrate you that we are still alive because of your purpose. Because we have not finished serving your purpose, O God. We bring everyone that is online, O God, unto you. Lord Jesus, impact us. Impact us. We have come to you, not to any other God. Impact us, Adonai, 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 the one who is in charge, the ruler, the owner. Impact us, the one that is responsible for everything about us, Lord. Impact us, impact us, impact us, impact us, encounter us, touch our lives, touch our problems, so Lord. Touch the areas, of God, that need to be touched, oh God. Help us, we pray. We have come to be impacted. We have come, oh God, for our situation to be impacted. We have come, O God, for transformation. We have come, O God, for a turnaround. We have come, O God, for a change. We have come, O God, for a new beginning. We have come, O God, and we say, it is now, not tomorrow. You are the God of the now. We know you as the God of the now. Yes, you were the God of yesterday. You will still be the God of tomorrow, but you are the God of the now, because we have you now. We have you now. Show yourself now. Show yourself mighty now. Show yourself powerful now. Hallelujah. Glory. Makarabo sheke bokoto kabayato kayanda libe rete. Jo brokoto rabaita ku shakabarito. Hali ruta kaba sheke bo rukruto kabastiki basho. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say resurrection. Good morning to each and every one of you, precious sons and daughters of Abraham and of God. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kutubabi, down near Ebony Hotel. Beloved, I just woke up and I started reading Mark chapter 5. Something just struck me. We want to pray. Now is my time. And under that, never give up on your freedom. Never give up on your freedom. In other words, never give up on your testimony. Please, never give up. I read something in this passage, and I just want us to take something from there and pray. Luke chapter 5 from verse 16. If you want to really read about the prayer life of Jesus, read Luke, because there Jesus prayed as man. Luke recorded Jesus as the Son of man, Jesus in his humanity, what he did as a man, so that what we can do in him as he lives in us, that's the book of Luke. So when you want to know the humanity of Jesus, the things Jesus did as a man, you read Luke. The things Jesus did as a servant, you read Mark. The things Jesus did as a son, you read Matthew. No, the things Jesus did as a king, you read Matthew. The things Jesus did as the Son of God, You read John. Because they wrote in perspective. Matthew wrote about the kingship of Jesus. Jesus was king. Mark wrote about the servanthood of Jesus. The servant, as a servant, he came to serve. Luke wrote about the man's side of Jesus, the humanity of Jesus, and then John as the Son of God. Now, in Luke chapter 5, verse number 16, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness. Luke chapter 5 from verse 16, and he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass on a certain day, let that day be today, a certain day, as he was teaching, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, men brought in a bed, a man which was taken with palsy. I'm reading King James, and they sought means to bring him in. Simply, they brought in a man who was paralyzed man on his bed. That is all these verses say. That's what King James. And they sought means to bring him in, and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in, because of the multitude, they went upon the housetop and let him down through the tiling with his couch, that is bed, into the midst before Jesus. Verse 20, and when he saw their faith, he said unto him, Man, thy sins are forgiven thee. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? Whether it's easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man has power upon earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go into thy house. 25. Couch. And immediately he arose up before them and took up that whereon he lay and departed to his own house, glorifying God. 26. And they were all amazed, and they glorified God, and were filled with fear, saying, We have seen strange things today. And I will say, remarkable things. You are going to see strange things today. Amen. Somebody online is about to see strange things today. Amen. You are going to see strange things today. You are going to see remarkable, remarkable. NIV says, remarkable things. Beloveds, what lesson did I learn this morning? Whilst I was just flipping through the Bible, and then my eyes set on verse number 16. It was verse number 16 on which my eyes just set on. And I was just led, I just read through. Verse number 16 of Luke. Let me read from the NIV. Verse number 16. Let me read from the NIV. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. One day, as he was teaching Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat, and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this, because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, Friend, your sins are forgiven. Let me just jump to verse 26. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, We have seen remarkable things today. Let me go to verse 22. Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Get up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralyzed man, I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home. 25. Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Say, Lord Jesus. Anytime you command, it happens immediately. Why don't you command? on my case today. Why don't you command on my case today? Somebody needs to write this for me. Anything Jesus commanded, it received immediate response. Yes, anything that Jesus commands receives immediate response.
Yes, Lord.
Anything he commands, it obeys immediately. So let Jesus also command in my case and my situation. Jesus, why are you not commanding? What is it that you are not commanding? What is it? Why is Jesus not commanding? Jesus, please command. When you command, it takes immediate effect. Somebody should write this for me. Jesus commands takes immediate effect. Jesus commands take immediate effect. Jesus commands take immediate effect. Now he's commanding through the Holy Spirit. We can also command. Now, what do we learn here, beloved? Never give up on your freedom. Never give up on your testimony. Never give up. The next thing we see here is that Jesus is the shortest way to your testimony. Jesus is the shortest way to life, to a fulfilling life. Jesus is the surest. Jesus is the surest. Somebody should write it. Jesus is the surest and the shortest way. Jesus Christ is the surest and the shortest way. Jesus Christ is the surest. I'm writing it myself. And the shortest way. Jesus Christ is the surest and the shortest way to life. And when I say to life, to everything that you need in life, Jesus is the surest and the shortest way. You know, never give up on where your belief, on where you believe your testimony is. This is a powerful point. The next thing you should write down is that never give up on where you believe your testimony is. The next point is that never give up on whom you believe your testimony is hanging on. You see, these are statements that you need to, we call them sparks. You see, sparks. We have sparks and spices. Very soon I'm coming out. I've registered something on Facebook. I'm coming up with something called Time for Sparks and Spices. Sparks and Spices. Spices are life experiences that you share. Sparks are inspired words. Inspired words that just drop. Yes. The other side people will say motivational. Motivational. You are preaching or you are speaking and then a word just drop. That saves the Lord. You see, a word just dropped. That is a spark. So these are sparks. Down. Jesus is surest and the short any kind of blessing that you are expecting for. Never give up on your freedom. Never give up on where you believe your testimony is. Never give up on where you believe your testimony is. The next one, never give up on whom you believe your testimony is hanging on. These four friends, they saw Jesus Christ as their last option. Look, Jesus is your last. I'm telling you. Jesus is your last option. In fact, he is the first and the last. Don't waste time on other things before you come to Jesus. So, yes. These friends saw Jesus as their all and did everything to get their friend to him. They saw Jesus Christ as their all and did everything to get their friends to him. And that alone was the demonstration of faith, of great faith, which Jesus commended. Yes. You know, somebody, I believe this thing is sounding like a revelation. It is even a revelation to me myself. You see, because this is a rhema from the Holy Spirit. Somebody will say, but I've been serving Jesus. I've been serving God for some time now. Why this? Why this? Are you sure that all your faith is actually in Jesus? Are you sure that you have seen Jesus as your all to get that breakthrough, to get that thing over? Are you sure? Look, they harness all their energy and everything that Jesus is the only way. This, look at the woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5. She said in her heart, if only I touch, if only I touch. Look, she put all her energy and everything in it. Your attention, that is what fasting means. Oh. Fasting is setting everything aside and focusing your attention on God to meet that need. That's fasting. Yes. We are food fasting. We have food fasting. We have indoor fasting. We have friend fasting. We have fasting is when you detach yourself temporarily from something to give attention to a particular area. That is fasting. That is fasting. You have detached and attached. To fast means to fix. So you have fixed your attention on a particular thing. That is fasting. Yes. That's fasting. There are times I don't come out from my bedroom. Yes. Stay in my bedroom the whole day. Even if I want to eat some fruit or whatever, they bring it to me there. They bring it to me there. Yes. So, you know, fast, you know, they focus all their attention. Every attention of theirs was focused. What about the blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52? The blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52. When he heard Jesus passing, he started shouting, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. His friends were shutting him down. We are all here. Where are you going? Sit down. You know, those who were shouting, those who give money and his colleagues, they were shutting him down. But the Bible says that the more he was shut down, the more he cried. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. Look at that. Oh. Jesus stopped. Jesus did what? Stopped. Because he harnessed all his energy. That is a kind of fasting. At that particular time, in those minutes, nothing crossed Bartimaeus' mind except Jesus. Except Jesus. Except Jesus. And he saw Jesus as his all. These four lepers, they saw Jesus as their all. That is a kind of fasting. They took their minds and everything off anything and fixed it on Jesus at that particular time. Oh my God. What a revelation. This what should happen whenever we are in church service. Now I can see that when people come to church and they are playing with their phone, it doesn't mean that they are chatting. No, they are writing. They are writing messages. They are on their notebook. They are writing messages. I saw a brother like that. I used to think that even I nearly used him as an example some years ago, about 6-7 years ago. Yes, he would be on phone, and I nearly used him as an illustration. See, people are on the phone, but something said, just get closer. I got closer, I touched. I was watching what I tapped. He was writing the message. Some are recording. Then I just said to myself, we need to be patient with people because we don't know. You cannot just tell that because the person is checking the phone, so he's sending message to the girlfriend or the boyfriend. Yes, or they are chatting. No. So you see, that is what should be our attitude. Even right, but for this morning podcast, yes, because of the situation, some are washing down or bathing, some are eating, some are driving. Yes, that is it. Give attention to what you are doing. So this one we have what we call divided attention. Yes, because don't drive by faith. Yes, don't just sit in the car and spark and it is going. And then you say, by faith, I am giving attention to money podcast. The car itself will move. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. It doesn't work that way. So this one, we call it divided attention. But after that, you take time and listen to it. Your focus. Please harness your energy. Gather all your energy. And nothing should cross your mind. See Jesus as the only one that can bring a change. He's a change bringer. And he will. Today, Jesus should issue a command. But you know another lesson? Jesus deals with the main issue. The reason why Jesus should be our shortcut is that only Jesus identifies the main thing. Look. Somebody has been praying for years, believing God for years, going to prayer meetings for years. In fact, one of our mothers in those days, when I was saying something, said, yes, thank you, my own Agre Malin. Thank you for this redefinition of fasting. I needed that. God bless you. You say, yes, the Holy Spirit is teaching us all. If Christianity is so simple, following Jesus is so simple. Yes, that is fasting. Yes, to detach your mind, your attention from something and attach it to something for some minutes, for some hours, for some time. It's a fasting. Do you know that even when you are in your office and then you are working and your mind is on the computer, you don't pick calls. It's fasting, though. You are fasting every other thing and fixing that attention on what you are doing. It's fasting. It's fasting. Do you know when Jesus said the disciple, he said, when you are going, when they greet you, don't respond. So. It's fasting. It's a kind of fasting. You are fasting greetings. Don't respond to greetings. And fixing your attention on a particular thing. So let's go back. Now, you see, Jesus deals with the main thing. Say the main thing. The main thing. Look, he knows the one problem, the main thing that should be tackled. He knows. Please, we don't need to waste time around. You don't need to jump from place to place. I beg you. Yes, I am not saying that when there is a prayer meeting somewhere, you feel that you need it to ignite your spirit, to charge yourself. I'm not saying that don't go there. No. But you see, your mind should not be that your testimony and your miracle is with a particular place. It is with you and God. I'm telling you. It is with you. Your testimony, your turnaround, your change is with you and who? and God. It's with you and God. Who tells you that whatever you are looking for is with anybody? Yes, men of God are very important. Yes, we give you covering. Yes, the level of the man of God also helps you. In fact, I was just reading about Abimelech, and I just said that, look, church members, they need to pray for your pastors and your leaders. Because Abimelech converted Sarah, Abraham's wife, there was barrenness in his house. All the female and even the male in the house, in the family, became barren. They became barren because the father of the house, in fact, I read some commentary, they say all the people in the land, there was barrenness in Gera, the whole of Gera. So you see, when a leader sins, when a leader commits sin, that's why the Bible says we should pray for our leaders. I'm telling you, a curse comes on all the people. A leader of the nation, a pastor, and especially spiritual leaders. Pray for us. So look, it is not just because we the names of the title we carry. It is our relationship with God. I'm telling you. Every man of God that you are seeing, it is the inside life. It is my inside life that God is going to use to answer you. It is my secret life, who I am inside me. Who I am, Delali Boja, who is speaking. Who I am inside me. My relationship with God. So don't just jump that people should just pray for you. Ask God, who should pray for me? Who should I connect? Because God knows the heart. God knows the secret life of the person. I'm telling you, God answers the heart. He answers secret place. I am telling you, God answers secret place. Look, all of our Christians, God blesses our secret lives, not just our open action. A pastor can come and stand there. Like today, we have the social media. You see them commanding. You see them doing the, when I'm watching, I just ask, what is the secret life of this person? Lord, what is the secret life? Follow the secret life, not the open life. Somebody should write it. Follow the secret life of your pastor, of men of God, not their outward life. Their secret life, who they are inside. And you know how you know? Ask God. And God will show you. Ask God and God will show you. Ask God and God will tell you and God will show you. And how does it show? By their fruits. By their fruit. The fruit is what? Their outward life. By their fruit, you will know them. You will know them. You will know them. I know some of my friends. I actually call them friends. I know people. I know men. I know them. I know how their mind about a certain sin. Oh, but this one is human. It's human. It's human. Yes, it's human. The point I am making is that Jesus Christ is the one who knows the main thing. You know, the main thing that attached to this man, this paralytic man, was sin. A kind of sin, we don't know. So Jesus first did what? He said, friend, your sins are forgiven. Jesus first detached sin or from the man, or detached the man from what? From sin. Immediately that happened, the next one was what? Pick up your mat and walk. Today, let Jesus detach anything in your life, anything connected to you that is causing your situation. Let Jesus detach it. Let Jesus Christ detach it. If it is sin, whatever it is, let Jesus Christ detach it. And do you know, sometimes Jesus will prompt you, say, check this area. In Haggai Institute. This man impacted my life. Since I went to Haggai, my life changed. Up to today. I'm telling you, Professor Anthony, God used him to change my life. His testimonies. How he separated himself just to seek God for 10 years. 10 years. 10 years. He didn't plan 10 years. He just told the wife, I want to resign as a professor at the age of 45. I want to resign. Yes. Because even my students are going higher than me, faster than me. No, something is wrong. The wife is a doctor. Yes, Anthony D'Souza, an Anglican bishop, and also professors. Told the wife, they have two sons. The wife is a doctor, has a hospital. Say, we are going to relax. Say, the wife said, okay, honey, no problem. Year one, just pray. Not that he doesn't go out. He just dedicated time to do what? To pray. He will eat, then begin to pray. Sometimes you go to where he has to go, come back, prayer. Year one pass, year two, year three, year four, year five, year six. Look, sometimes, like there are situations sometimes we find ourselves and people will think that you are not thinking. I'm telling you, people will think that you are mad. This person cry, this thing this person is involving. So is this person not seeing? Is this person not seeing that he's wasting time? Is this person not seeing that this is not genuine? Are you real? Some people will start even talking among themselves. You are closer than him. You are close. Warn him more. Year six. And he's still saying that he's praying when the years are going. Eh? Year number six. Eh? 45 years. Eh? Now he's 51 years. And he says he's praying. He's praying. Hey! What kind of man is this? Don't you see that time is going? Year 7, nothing. Year 8, nothing. Year 9, nothing. Year 10, January, nothing. February, nothing. March, nothing. April, nothing. May, nothing. June, nothing. July, nothing. August, nothing. September, nothing. October, nothing. November, nothing. December 1st, nothing. December 2nd, nothing. December 3rd, up to 30th December, nothing. Up to 31st December, 31st December, 6 a.m., nothing. 7 a.m., nothing. 30 minutes, 11:30 p.m. to midnight, 11:30 to 1st January, 11:30. A light appeared in his room. Then a voice spoke. Anthony. Anthony. Anthony three times. Check this. One, two, three, four. Simple things. That was all. Then the thing. And it was like, he didn't know, but when he woke up, it was another day. When the wife saw him, some light came out from him and hit the wife. And the wife saw that you've had an encounter. He couldn't talk. See, he couldn't reply the wife. For the whole day, he couldn't talk to anybody or reply. He was just lying down. And after that, he started saying his experience. 3 months after that, March, he started receiving call. He received call from United Nations headquarters in New York. Your name has come. We want a consultant of social welfare and economic affairs. Your name has come. Can you be our well consultant? Can you come to New York for us to talk? Then a call came from ILO, International Labor Organization. Then a call came from World Bank. Also, within 3 months, he is a consultant to three world bodies. three world bodies. 3 months. Three world bodies. Consultant. And that's at the time he was teaching us in 96. He was still the consultant. World Bank. United Nations. Social Welfare and Economic Affairs. And then ILO. If you go, Anthony, this, he has written books. Books that are big, like the Bible. Very huge books on leadership. Leadership development. He's one of the leadership consultants in the world. Most of these people teaching leadership, he trained them. Yes. Anthony D'Souza. At the time he was teaching us, he's about 70 something. And what he has made, you see, within 1 year, 2 years, he has achieved so much. Beloved, let me tell you, it is not just Ramio. It is the encounter that you have. It is the encounter. When you get one encounter, I am telling you, everything changes. We want to pray right now. In fact, God knows that particular one thing in your life. Look, people have traveled from country to country. They think their destiny is America. They think their destiny is in Germany. They think it is here they will make it. I am not saying that is bad. Look, traveling is good. It opens you up. It gives you experience. But let me tell you, only Jesus knows where the thing is. Just one thing. One thing, Anthony D'Souza. 10 years. And four statements came, sentences. After that, 3 months, call started coming. And till the time he was teaching us, calls are still coming from other organizations. It is as if, do you know what God did? It is as if anything he gets himself attached to, the thing begin to work. So people realize it. Organizations started. Even Haggai Institute. That was how Haggai Institute contacted him. Because Haggai Institute is only experts who teach there. Experts. World experts. They teach there. World experts. They teach there. I've sat under world experts like Professor John Howell and others. Ravi Zacharias. The greatest apologist. World apologist. Yes. L.T. Jayachandra. When you go, Google. He's an Indian. L.T. Jayachandra. World apologist. These are the people, experts who teach there. That was how they consulted Anthony D'Souza. You see, they don't talk plenty. Experts, they just give you 1, 2, 3. Bam! They explain it, how to apply it, and your mind will open. It will blow you. You can write many books out of it. Beloved, we want to pray. Jesus is a secret to everything. Jesus identified this man's problem. A particular sin. Your sin are forgiven. The next one, pick up your mat and walk. But the friends expressed faith. They saw that Jesus is all. So Jesus, please, you are my all in this. Say, my Father in heaven, this morning. I come to you. Lord Jesus, you are my all. I don't want to waste time on other things, Lord. Please show up. Lord Jesus, show up. I harness all my energy. I focus my everything.
On you today.
Lord Jesus.
My life
is hanging on nobody. My life is hanging on you.
My life is hanging on you.
Yes, Lord. Yakata kabaya, ibelete teke baraka takabaya, lebebe teke baroko to kabaya, ilebebe teke baroko to kabaya kata kabaya. In Jesus' mighty name, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You know that one thing.
You know that one thing.
You know that one thing.
You know that one
that
thing.
That one thing.
That one
that
thing.
That is delaying me.
That is delaying
that
me.
That one thing. That is causing me.
Is causing
what is it, Lord? What is it, Lord?
What is it, Lord?
In my life,
in my
that,
life
one thing,
that one thing
that should bring a change.
That, bring
that
a
one
change.
Thing that should bring a turnaround. That one thing that must be tackled.
That
one thing that should be given attention.
That
Lord Jesus,
given
show it, show it, show it.
Lord Jesus, show it, Lord.
Speak to me. Let me know it to God.
Help me, Lord. Let me know that thing, Lord. That one thing that is causing me delays. That one thing that is causing setbacks in my life. That one thing that must happen for my story to change. Only you know it, Lord. Show it unto me, Lord. Show it unto me, Jehovah. Show it unto me, Lord Jesus. Show it unto me. I want to know that one thing. And
that
what
one
I
thing,
need
oh Lord.
To do, oh Lord.
That one thing, oh Lord.
That one thing, oh
Lord. That one thing, oh Lord.
That one thing, oh Lord.
Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father,
that one thing, oh Lord.
That
one thing, oh Lord. That one thing, oh Lord. That one thing, oh Lord. That one thing, oh Lord. That one thing, oh Lord. That one thing, oh Lord. That one thing, oh Lord. That one thing, oh Lord. That one thing, oh Lord. That one thing, oh Lord. Sakatakataka bara.
Ipeketekebarakatakabayakatakabaya. That one thing, Lord.
That one thing, oh Lord.
You pointed one thing.
In the life of this paralytic
life,
you pointed just one thing.
You pointed just one thing.
Just one thing.
You pointed just one thing.
Just you pointed one just
thing.
One thing,
you pointed just
and you commanded
thing.
Him,
and you commanded
to rise
him
up and walk.
To rise up and walk.
And the Bible says,
the Bible
immediately,
says immediately,
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 oh my Lord Jesus,
oh my Lord,
what
Jesus,
is that one thing?
What is that one
what
thing?
What is that one thing?
What is that,
that
one
is left in my
that
life?
That is left in my
what
life.
What is that one thing?
What is that,
that
one
is left
thing?
For my miracle?
That is left for my miracle
to appear.
To appear.
What is that one thing?
What is that,
that
one
is
thing?
Left for my testimony to appear?
My
what is that one thing?
What is that one thing?
What is that one thing?
What is that
one thing?
What is that
what is that one thing?
What is that
what is that one thing? What is that one thing?
What is that
what is that one thing?
What is that
what is that one thing?
What is that one thing?
What is that one thing?
Oh Lord,
what is that one thing?
What is that one thing?
What is that one thing?
Yes, Lord.
Lipapa rakataka barakataka bayakata.
What is that one thing, Lord? Oh,
Lipapa rakataka barakataka baya.
Let me know that this is it. This is the one thing that needs to be dealt with.
So
my testimony and my life to be the cause. In the name of Jesus Christ. Show me that one thing, Lord. Show me that one thing, Lord. Jehovah, show me that one thing, I pray. Show me that one thing, Lord. Show me that one thing. 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 Let me know that one thing.
Let me know that one thing, Lord. Show me that one thing.
Show me that one thing. Yes, Lord.
Show me that one thing.
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 Command that one thing.
Command that one thing in my life.
Command that one thing in my life,
oh Lord.
Command that one thing in my life.
Command that one thing in my life.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Command that one thing.
So that I will testify to your glory. That one thing,
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
As Professor Don Jesusa was talking to us in class in 96, as at that time, he told us how much he's making a month from just United Nations. Hey! What comes to him? Not just his salary. Because he goes around the world to give talk on leadership, social welfare. Everything is free. Beside what he's making. Now come to World Bank. Now come to ILO. Beloved, that was 10 years waiting. 10 years waiting. 10 years waiting. I heard this news. Papa Adeboye has been saying this. A Muslim got born again in the Redeemed Christian Church in Nigeria. This young guy encountered Jesus and started witnessing, started winning some of his Muslim friends. And his family rose up against him to kill him. In fact, they set him up. They started looking for him to kill him. The Muslim community. He left that place to Lagos. Came to hide in Lagos and then witnessing, just working for God in the church. And he heard that some people have been sent to Lagos to come and look for him and also kill him. Finally, a couple just decided to take him out of the country, sent him to UK. So, went to UK, joined the church there, working, and also they got a job for him in a restaurant. Serving in the restaurant, witnessing to people. He was just a soul winner. One day, an Arab billionaire went to UK and wanted a house to buy. And then when he goes to this house, he said, me, house, buy. He doesn't understand English. Me, house, buy. The owner will come and say, come on, get off from here. He will press the bell. When they say, me, house, buy. Me, house, buy. So he went to this restaurant and he was sitting down and talking. So these people, nobody is ready to sell the house for me. Is how they are. Hey, UK, London, that people are talking about. They don't sell things here easily like that. He was talking to himself in Arabic. And it was this boy who was serving him. Then the boy answered him, say, oh, what do you want to buy that you are not getting? Say, you understand Arabic? Say yes. You can speak? Say yes. You can speak? Say yes. Then they started, say, please, Can you help me? Can you take me around? He said, I'll lose my job. I can't do that. Say, please. I will pay you. I'll give you £1 million a day. £1 million a day. £1 million a day. Say, you mean what? Say, £1 million a day. Do you have an account? Let me do a transfer right now. Let me do a transfer with my company. See the alert into your account for the first day. And then we continue. He went to the boss and told the boss, please, tomorrow I will not come to work. He said, if you don't come, I sack you. If you don't come, I sack you. He told the boss, you can't sack me. You will not see me. He spent 1 week going around with the man. £7 million. £7 million for each day. You see one connection? You see one contact? How many years will a person be in UK or America to make £1 million? How many years will it take you? But we've got just one touch, one connection. Please, let us stop wasting our energy on things and be properly connected. Say, Lord Jesus. Please, you are the only one. You are the only one. Lord Jesus. You are the only one.
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 You are the only one. You are the only one.
You are the only one.
You are the only one.
You are the only one.
Help me, Lord.
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 Help me
now.
Lord. Now is my time.
Now
is. Now. No more delay. 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 Yes, Lord. Lord Jesus, now is my time. No more delays. No more delay in my life. No more delay. No more delay. No more stagnation in my life. Lord Jesus, show me the way, Lord. No more delay, I pray. No more delay, I pray. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Some friends, let me put it like that, have assigned me to get them a land. And recently, last week I've been going around, and then I was shown a land strategically located. And everything is fine. They check the papers and everything is okay. We planned that I go to bank, I do transfer into his account. So I just decided that we should go and then we talk again, this, that. And then I just decided that maybe let me do the transfer in two tranches. Maybe first half and then another week I send half. I don't know why. Because the money is there, sitting there. Do you know, when I went for us to make this arrangement, as I was there, a madman just came around. A madman picking something. He started saying, Nawe, who is Kamanua? Ubetumia GBO. Who is Kamanua? Ubetumia GBO. The madman was talking some distance away from us, but I was hearing. But we have spoken about this thing before the madman got there. The madman was not there when we were talking. We were trying to make the arrangement and then this and the, he was not part of the conversation. Now we. But when we were there, some people were also passing, they passed. So after I left, and then we parted ways, I was driving. Then somebody stopped me, a woman, they were stopping me, these armed robbers and so, I wasn't minding, we should be in the spirit, I just had entered my spirit, just stop. So I slowed down, I rolled down the glass, say, opening, sa papa, yet he say, land. I don't know when they pass because people were passing. Upe as I say, sa papa no. Who do you see come on upe unto me GBO? As I say, so oh mau. San or yo. Who do you see come on upe unto me? You see how God works? You pay money, it is locked up. Because I've been praying about this. Because it has been long. I said, God, I want these people to get their news. That everything is said. You see? Say, Lord Jesus. You are my only hope. You are my only way. You are my only hope.
Lord Jesus.
Speak this weekend. Issue a statement. Bring somebody. Connect me to the right source. Connect me to the right person.
Lord Jesus, connect me to the right person. Connect me to the right source.
Connect me, Lord. Say, Lord, I need a revelation. I need a revelation for a change of story. I need a revelation for a change of story. 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 For a change of story.
the
right connection, the right connection, the right connection, the right connection to the right people, the right connection to the right people, the right connection for the change of story.
For the change of story. Right connection. Change of story. That is what I need, Lord. That is what I need, Lord. That is what I need, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is what I need, Lord. That is what I need. That is what I need. In the name of Jesus Christ.
The right connection for the change of story, Lord. The right connection, O Lord. The right word, O Lord. The right revelation, O Lord. I am ready and I am willing, O God. That one thing, 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 that one thing. Shakata kabara, ibelekekebara. That one instruction. That one instruction, that one revelation, that one direction, that one step, that one instruction, that one direction, that one instruction, that one direction, that one word, that one revelation, that one connection, 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 that one connection. Oh Lord, reward my delay,
reward my delay,
reward my delay. With acceleration. Reward my delay. Compensate my delay. With acceleration. Acceleration. To that one connection. To that one connection. To that one revelation. To that one person. To that one source of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Show me the way, Lord. Give me the connection. To that one person. To that one situation, and give me, oh Lord, yes, Lord, give me the way, that one way.
Father, the name of Jesus. Lord, that one favor, that one grace,
that will bring us before kings,
great people. Before those who matter, O Lord, that one
testimony,
O Lord, compensate our delay with that, O God, life transforming testimony. Yes, thank you, Lord. Compensate, O God, compensate our delay with that one connection. One connection, O God.
One Jesus Christ.
Mighty name.
Amen.
I declare into your life. May the Lord compensate your delay.
Amen.
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 With that one instruction.
Yes,
with that one connection.
Yes,
with that direction. That one time.
Yes,
let the Lord Jesus step into your situation. 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 I tell you this. As we end, there was a time that for some years, there was so much heat on my body. Heat on my body. So much heat. I've gone to hospital. I have a specialist who treats me. I've done everything. And sometimes when I sweat, you see something like particles, salt particles on my body. You see particles. When I sweat and it is dry, you see some particles. I will go and show it to the doctor. I say, oh, this one is nothing. Is this? I mean, nothing. I was praying. I was just one day. I used to pray outside those days. When I was tired, I was leaning on the wall. Then I heard, check your body chemistry. Check your body chemistry. I tell her, who is speaking? I went and wrote it down. I went to my doctor. I said, what does it mean to check your body chemistry? I said, oh, it's about the alkaline and then the base in your body. The acid, then the base in your body. Alkaline. So, I mean, what are the things you've been taking? Stop taking this. Reduce it. Look, within 1 week, the heat was gone. Within 1 week. So it was what I was eating. Who revealed this? The Lord. Check your body chemistry. May the Lord speak to you today. Amen. This weekend, may the Lord speak to your situation. Amen. But please, you need to be sensitive, to be calm. People you meet, like I was saying, I was going to pay money to this man, and a madman was passing and started talking. And God used people to confirm. Otherwise, you pay, and then the money is, lost. So may the Lord step into your situation. Amen. I said, this weekend, may you hear some particular word about yourself. May you have a particular dream. And these words, they are very simple. What God told Professor Anthony D'Souza, that day, I couldn't eat. I was so shocked. Simple things. That was it. This week, may the Lord show up.
Amen.
May the Lord show up.
Amen.
May the Lord show up.
Amen.
May the Lord show up powerfully. Your testimony should be the next online.
Amen.
Our fasting continues. 11th hour prayer parade will come on. Yes, Male, you just sent. What about those of you who are so busy that you don't have time to pray, even though you are not eating, but it's like 24 hours, your attention. Don't you go on break. You go on break. You go on break. So use your break time to focus. That's how you focus on your work. Even if it is 30 minutes or 20 minutes, nothing should matter. Focus on Jesus. So sad people, use your break and your night. Use your break and your night. 1 hour in the night. When you are like that, it means that you must regulate your things when you are in fasting. The days that you are in fasting, cut off many things, many social things. Since all your attention is taken by the work you are doing, then you need to cut off some things so that you can replace your attention.
Thank you for listening to today's words. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ. Yeah.